Welcome to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. The project began in September 2013 and its main goal is to improve the reading skills and performances of grades 1 to 3 students in 450 primary schools. Last week, Education Minister, the Honorable Reverend Ronald Thwaites, shared how teachers and students have been benefiting from the partnership and the deployment of reading coaches. This week, USAID Mission Director Denise Herbert and Project Director Claudette Carter will continue to provide an update on the impact of the project in the target schools. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Herbal, you shared how the project has been seeking to improve student performance, but other groups are also benefiting. Please tell us more.
Thank you. We are also equipping school principals and education officers in the effective management of literacy instruction in the schools that they supervise. The program improves the tracking and monitoring of literacy resources and platforms with the Ministry of Education. I have to add that parents also benefit as they're provided with basic knowledge and skills and strategy on literacy development so they can support their children's progress in education. USAID implemented 164 parents' places, and for the first time, the ministry has a gender manual and a lesson plan manual for grade 2, which was developed under the program. We're presently working on lesson plan manuals for grades 1 and 3, and the gender initiative is showing marked improvement with the percentage of grade 2 boys underperforming, while girls have reduced theirs from 50% to 17%.
So that's quite a lot going on under this program.
Absolutely.
With the students, teachers, and parents benefiting. Now tell me, how does this program fit into the USAID's global strategy for education?
So this program fits perfectly with Goal 1 under our International Education Strategy to improve reading skills for 100 million children in primary grades worldwide. USAID's working to produce meaningful, measurable improvements in student reading for the largest possible number of children. The program improves teaching techniques and learning materials, supports regular assessments in partner countries to measure reading skills, maximize instruction time spent on basic skills in the classroom, especially reading, and promotes parental and community involvement in early grade reading. It's notable, though, that this activity is implemented through the Ministry of Education, which supports our goal of expanding programming through host governments and local non-governmental organizations. Finally, I would just like to add that our U.S. Ambassador to Jamaica, Luis G. Moreno, is a very strong advocate for education programs, which are building blocks, of course, to enable a healthy and prosperous Jamaica.
Thank you, Ms. Herbal. All right, Mrs. Carter, let me bring you in here. As the project director, how is your team preparing to build on the successes so far through to the end of the project, March 2016?
Okay, thank you. Now, although the assignment of the reading coaches will end on June 30 this year, we have supervisory coaches who will be engaged until the end of July, and they will assist us in planning for the final 7 months of the project. We have already held meetings with principals across the island, and we have encouraged them to take full advantage of the assistance being provided by the coaches, especially in the area of special interventions for struggling readers, commonly called pull-out programs. Now, the coaches are able and willing to share all their strategies that can assist the teachers and school principals in this way. And we ask that the principals take full advantage. Now, we encourage the use of the lesson plan booklets, one of which has been completed and distributed to the project schools, while the chief education officer has been sent the electronic format for dissemination to all the other schools. Now, our team of advisors and specialists will continue to make school visits throughout the period and will monitor the use of the parents' places. We're also working on a manual to encourage the principals in the establishment of programs for the parents in the parents' places. And finally, we do know that many teachers and principals have been working very hard to improve literacy levels of their students. And to this end, an incentive award ceremony will be held on June 24th. The regional literacy coordinators, together with the reading coaches, have been identifying teachers and principals that have taken on board the strategies shared so far through the project. And this, we think, should encourage all other teachers and principals to adopt the best practices as we proceed to the end of the project.
Thank you, Mrs. Carter. You have been listening to a special feature on the USAID Ministry of Education Partnership for Improved Reading Outcomes. Joining us today were USAID Mission Director Denise Herbal and Project Director Claudette Carter. This feature was brought to you by the USAID in partnership with the Ministry of Education, improving early grade reading skills in 450 primary schools.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.